Conference is being recorded.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to our second call for CB 101, so Community Building 101, conference call. So thanks for joining. Today, I am hosting the call from Chief Dragi's territory in Treaty 8 lands, the traditional home of the Yellowknife Dene, First Nation, and the North Slave Métis. So feel super grateful and privileged to be living here, even more so for just exploring the outdoors recently, as I've been in isolation lots lately because of family members having COVID. So I'm very extra grateful for my time outdoors and on the land right now. So thank you all so much for joining me. This is definitely like what I was looking forward to today. So I'm glad our time has come for us to be together. If you have the internet and a computer, you can follow along with the slide presentation. If you don't have internet and computer by you, that's okay. I will always tell you what's on the slides that we're talking about. But if you do want to open the slides, what we are looking at is you would log into your learn.recnorth.ca, go to CB101-4NT, and then near the top of that, in the main page, you should see view the CB101 presentation, and you can open that up, and that'll be some PowerPoint slides if you want to follow along with that. So we did the first half of the slides on our first call a couple weeks ago. We're going to move on to the second half of the slides, which start at slide 17. Okay, we're going to begin again with a round of introductions. I feel like Jana's come now. Welcome. So name your community you're calling in from, and then I also just want you to give a very brief snippet of what you said your community reminded you of. So in your activity this week, you did your My Community Personality. So just a little quick description of how you described your community. You guys all had those really, really good ones. I really enjoyed them, so I want you to share them with the group. Okay, so today's order will go Lillian, Caitlin, Chloe, Alicia, Eliza, Jana. So I can start. It is Amanda here. I'm calling in from Samba K Yellowknife. I didn't do this activity, obviously. However, I read all of your community's personalities, and I found it so interesting what you all thought of for your community. So I'm excited for you to share this with everyone. So Lillian.
I'm Lillian calling from Hay River, and I remember, I think I said mine was like a pack of wolves. They like always fight or something like that. I can't remember.
Yeah, that's exactly what you said. A pack of wolves, they fight with each other, but they work together. I loved it. I thought that was, such a good kind of imagery and way of describing it. So thanks, Lillian. Caitlin.
Hi, I'm Caitlin. I'm calling in from Yellowknife. And I said my community was like springtime because it's warm and welcoming and giving. And also, I don't see a whole lot of it right now because COVID and it's winter, but yeah.
Yeah, it's, I think you make a great point. It's partly COVID, it's partly winter. I had neighbors move in next door and like, I don't know, maybe 2 months ago, and I've not met them yet. And I feel like that's just because it's winter. Awesome. Thanks, Caitlin. Chloe.
Hi, I'm Chloe. I'm from Yellowknife.
And I described my community as butterflies because we all come from like really different places. And when I think of butterflies, I think of like they all have different colors and stuff, and they're all different. And I feel like that also represents the people because we're all very different people. And but we're still very close and kind to each other.
Awesome. Thanks, Chloe. Lots of different backgrounds here for sure. Alicia.
Hi, my name's Alicia. I'm calling from Oaxaca, and I chose a flower field. I chose that because each flower is different yet similar, and they grow to be something beautiful and unique.
Awesome. And Alicia, you had like a little bit more to that too, just about flowers fields dying and regrowing, and you kind of linked it to elders passing their knowledge to the next generation, which I thought was also really beautiful and wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Eliza. Oh, Eliza, are you still there? Okay, maybe we'll come back to Eliza. Maybe she walked away for a second. Jana.
Hi, my name is Jana. I'm from Yellowknife. And I said that my community is like a granola person because I feel like my community is very open-minded and active and very health conscious.
Yep. And I loved your comment about Patagonia wearing. yeah, and you just said like health conscious and also just like trying to be environmentally friendly with people going to the farmer's market and using recyclable containers, etc. Awesome. Thanks, Jana. Eliza, are you there now?
Hello.
Hey, there we go. We can hear you now. Eliza, did you just want to tell everyone which community you're calling from and what you said your community's personality was like? Wonder if our connection isn't great because we can't really hear Eliza.
Can you hear me now?
Eliza. Oh, there we go. Now we can hear you.
What I see in the community.
Okay, I think I got snippets of it. So Eliza is calling in from Oaxaca, and in the activity she had described her community like clouds. So they're different shapes, sizes, and go through different stages. Thanks, Eliza. Okay, so friends, thank you so much for sharing those. You all did a fantastic job on that activity. I'm like, yeah, it was so fun to read what you had to say about your community and your thoughts about your community. So I really appreciate you taking the time to do that. So thank you so much. What we're going to talk about for the next few minutes is about the term community building and what that means. So what we're looking at is kind of your thoughts when you hear those words. So the question I'm going to present that we're going to go around in a circle and you're going to answer is, share what you think of when you hear the term community building or community development. So whenever you hear one of those terms, what do you think of? What comes to mind? So we'll keep the same order for now of Lillian, Caitlin, Chloe, Alicia, Eliza, Jana. So Lillian, what do you think of when you hear the term community building or community development?
Like working together as a community or like getting stronger as a community.
Oh, good one. Getting stronger as a community. And working together. Awesome. Great. Caitlin, what do you think of when you hear the term community building or community development?
I think of a community working together to, like, grow, build new things, improve, or, like, learn from each other, I guess.
Yep. Grow, build, improve. Awesome. Learn from each other. Great. Chloe, what do you think of when you hear the term community building or community development?
I think of just helping each other become a better community or even just better individuals.
Yeah, be a better community or individuals even. I mean, communities can even help us grow into better individuals, right? Awesome. Alicia, what do you think of when you hear the term community building or community development?
I think it involves working together to be something better.
I love that. Working together to be something better. Awesome. Eliza, what do you hear or think of when you hear the term community building or community development?
I think of muskox hunts and taking the youth out on the land to teach, hunt, and pass on knowledge.
Awesome. So passing on knowledge, which can come from going on the land. Awesome. Thanks, Eliza. Great example. And Jana, what do you think of when you hear the term community building or community development?
A community growing together, learning from each other, and becoming familiar with each other's strengths and weaknesses.
Awesome. Jana, you bring up a great point about, yeah, it can mean growing together, but it also means being familiar with what are our strengths and what are our weaknesses. So where do we get caught? Where do we need to grow? And identifying those things. Amazing. Did anybody have anything else they wanted to add? Okay, so right now I am on slide 17 for anyone that is looking at their slides and wanting to follow. So I'm on slide 17. So in here, slide 17 talks about what is community building. And a lot of what you all described is what's on the slide here. So the wisdom, the strength of the people in the community, creating or enhancing the well-being for all, so either as a group or individuals. And so what you'll notice on the presentation slide is that community building is a field of practice. So it's like teaching or accounting, and it's sometimes referred to as community development. The goal of community building is to get local people to act upon things that impact their well-being and quality of life for everyone. Building community means involving the right people and making it easier to get them to develop their strengths so that together everyone can make a difference in their community. And I think a lot of you did a really good job of, you know, describing this. And Eliza, your example was perfect for community building, of passing on that knowledge. But it's those that live in the community that are teaching the practice, that are helping to improve the well-being and quality of life of people in the community. So your example is that of going out on the land and teaching the younger generations how to hunt, you know, be on the land, trap, whatever it is. So that's a great example of community building because it is local people that are building that to bring the community together. If you scroll down to slide 18, there's a short TEDx talk on that about an Indigenous community in Australia. So they talk about what their barriers were to community building, but also what were the values, beliefs, and or actions that helped shift the focus of what are problems to what are opportunities. So if you haven't had a chance, I would really encourage you to come back to this presentation later and watch that TEDx talk. Okay, we're moving on to slide 19. So this slide, you should be viewing two arrows. And if you can't see it, just think of a line with an arrow on each end. On one end, it is pointing one direction and says community development. On the other side, it is pointing the other way and saying direct delivery. So when we think about recreation and sport, we often work with community in two different ways. So sometimes it is a direct delivery style. This is where you would plan a program or an event and deliver it. So let's say, Alicia or Eliza, I think one of you were talking about this last time about drum dance, I think. So say you decided to, I'm going to organize this event. We're going to do a drum dance on Valentine's Day. This is how it's going to happen. I'm going to put up posters. We're going to do it at this place from this time to this time. Everyone is welcome. So that would be like an event. You are planning it. You are delivering it. You've decided on what the activity would be and one that your community would appreciate, and you plan to offer that activity. So that is a direct delivery approach. It is very clear on what we are needing, and we have a plan already in place. So we're going to do X, Y, Z, and this is how our event is going to happen. Community building is a little bit less direct, and it can often take longer. So sometimes there's challenges in our communities, and we don't know the best solution. We may have ideas, but we don't know what is best. So community building is about helping a community find its own solutions to these challenges they're experiencing. And this is why, Jen, I said it's so important that you mentioned about becoming familiar with the strengths and weaknesses of your communities. So where is there a weakness that we need an opportunity for growth? Where can we grow and where can we learn? So with that, in community building, we're trying to help a community find its own solutions to whatever that is. I'll give you another example here. So Magimatic Community says there's nothing for our youth to do. Does this sound familiar to anyone? So a community says there's nothing for our youth to do. They're getting into trouble, and they need to feel that they can be part of our community. So one answer to this challenge might be to build a youth center. So maybe the community doesn't have a youth center. We're going to build a youth center. A few people might think that it's a good idea to get the money and get it set up. And this is an example of a direct delivery approach. So the community itself has decided this is what we need to do. This is how we're going to do it. And it's happening. Another way to find possible solutions to this challenge is to bring the whole community together and ask for ideas. So it's no longer just a department or the hamlet making the decision, but we're getting the whole community together and asking for ideas. So ideas will probably need to come from youth. They might come from children. They might come from elders. And ideas may also come from the hamlet because it may impact from funding. So when people start to share their ideas and talk about how to make a few of them work, they start to create a solution that works for everyone. So this is a community building approach because people feel involved and that their ideas and suggestions are valued. Okay, so you can see how the community building approach will take longer. With direct delivery, we're just saying, no, this is what we're going to do, this is how we're implementing it, and it's happening. With community development, we're bringing the whole community together for ideas. So this may be from things like surveys or town hall meetings, meeting with specific groups of people to get all of the information. So it takes longer because you're seeking out information from multiple places. So the remaining slides, 20 to 23, explain that the three key actions to help build the community. So we're looking and talking about engage, include, and empower. So if you look at slide 20, it says, how is community built? So who are the people with lived experience in your community? We need to include them. How can you engage your community? So how can you get them to give their suggestions on their ideas and be involved in this process? What do you see when your community is empowered? So when you empower your community, how do they feel? How does that change your community? How does it help your community grow? I'm going to pause here before we start slide 21, because we're going to do a little round table. And Jana, I'm going to give you a heads up that we're going to go backwards this time. So Jana, Eliza, Alicia, Chloe, Caitlin, Lillian. So my question for you to share is, what do these words, engage, include, empower, mean to you? You can either talk about all three words or one word or two words. But when you hear these words, engage, empower, and include, what do they mean to you? So, Jana, you are up first.
Getting everybody involved of all ages and making sure that everyone's input is being considered. And yeah.
Yeah, so having everyone's input considered. And Jana, have you seen like community development happen in your community? And remember when we talked about community, sometimes that means the smaller communities within your town or hamlet or city. So have you seen that approach happen where you're trying to involve multiple groups to come up with a solution?
I guess I could talk about my school.
Yep.
We usually put out like Google Forms if they want everybody to put in their opinions on something, or yeah. That's usually electronically they'll get people to do something together. I don't know. Sorry.
No, that makes sense. So Jan is saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, but with school, when school is looking for input on something happening, so the school would be considered your community, they go to Google Forms or some kind of electronic survey to have people submit their ideas. Is that right?
Yes.
Awesome. Perfect. Thanks, Jana. Eliza, so what do the words engage, include, empower mean to you?
Can I pass for you?
Yeah, totally. We can come back if you like.
Okay,
Alicia.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Engage is, I think, making something happen, like a big program or a project.
Yeah.
And
engage for making something happen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Empowerment is like something that was given to you to make something better or like evolve more, evolve something that'll impact the community in a good way.
Yep. And did you have anything for include?
Includes everyone.
Awesome.
Making everyone feel welcomed and belong.
Alicia, have you seen this in any of your community, like activities or programs, how people have collected information?
They just started a mural project, but it's shut down now because of COVID.
Yeah.
They started this mural project that includes empowerment, rehabilitation, and reconciliation, and it's based on an art project.
And how did they come up with that idea? Was it a direct delivery approach, or was it, was there like a consultation and then they decided on this?
It's being held by ICEDO and in UCC. It's the Hufto Community Corporation.
Awesome. So probably more of a direct delivery approach. Great. My goodness. I'm sorry, I'm trying to look at the slide and it kicked me off. Awesome, thanks Alicia. Chloe, you are up next. So, what do the words engage, include, and empower mean to you?
Okay, so, I see include as just like making everyone feel welcome, allowing everyone to participate. And then engage, like, making sure that they're doing something they actually want to and, like, having fun with what they're doing, and then empowering, like, helping them feel accomplished in what they're doing.
Yeah, feeling accomplished. Awesome. And Chloe, have you had any, like, experience with direct delivery or like where your community's trying to engage people to get information?
Well, I find in like school clubs a lot that there'll be things that are like mainly already planned, but we still like decide together and still, like, kind of finalize and plan together.
And is it normally just through conversation?
Yeah. We'll just, like, all talk with each other.
Yeah. I think that's, like, really important. Like, a lot of times we are thinking about formal processes, so Google Forms or a town hall meeting. But oftentimes, especially sometimes in our smaller communities, what can happen is just side conversations happen and something grows from that. So those conversations, whether it's the whole group or one-on-one, and then it comes back to the larger group, those can often give us a lot of information. Awesome. Thanks, Chloe. Caitlin.
To me, these mean connecting and making connecting with others and making sure everyone feels seen. So, like, doing activities within the school or getting personal input from individual people to make sure that everyone feels heard and seen in what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, making people feel heard and seen because everyone's input matters, right? And Caitlin, how have you seen community building happen? Have you seen it happen through forums or conversations, or how have you experienced it?
A lot of our clubs at school like to get input from other members of the club. Like, it's really collaborative, I find, and sometimes two clubs will work together for a project. And I've seen in the past people who aren't really part of clubs coming in to, like, help with an activity or give ideas. So that's generally when I see it.
Awesome. Great. Onwards to Lillian. So what do the words engage, include, and empower mean to you?
Okay, let me think of something for engage.
That's fine.
Well, when I think of engage, I think of getting everyone to participate and become involved.
Yeah. And become involved. And how do you see that happening? Like, how do you get everyone to participate and get them involved? Is there a club or an activity that you're part of that you see that?
No, because the school doesn't offer clubs. And then when the community here, when they do things, they're really high on, like, band members only. So we don't get involved with that because we're not band members.
Okay. That's a good point, though, because, like, that changes the community dynamics then, too, right?
Yeah.
If there's, larger community events going on, but it's only open to band members, then how do other people get involved? Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, Lillian. Eliza, we can come back to you if you had anything you wanted to add. And if not, that's okay, but I just want to give you an option.
Usually every summer they hold a summer camp for youth, and they always get elders to come and teach, and adults to help hunt and butcher animals.
Awesome. So we're really being inclusive of all kind of demographics with that and engaging our whole community. Awesome. Thanks, Eliza. Okay, so great. Words here, everyone. Like, a lot of you are talking about getting involved, considering other people's input, gathering people of all ages, the idea of empower, like, given to make things better or to improve upon things. And really connecting with other people so they feel seen and they feel heard, and like people belong. So amazing ideas. On the slide from 21 to 23, you'll see some different words and ideas there on engage, empower, and include. So I love the perspective you all bring to this. For myself, I believe that engage is about really bringing people together and developing relationships. So not just having people come to something and we participate, but people really bonding and developing those relationships as a whole group. For me, it's really focused on positive relationships. So helping the community take control and act upon issues and opportunities. So if there is an issue or something that needs to be addressed or something we as a community need to grow, really trying to see the positive aspects of that and how we can pursue those positive relationships. For me, including is an important part of community building, just because, as many of you mentioned, we have all different ages in our communities and our groups oftentimes. So for me, part of that is that everyone needs a role and a place. So people just need to feel as though there is a role and a place and for them to belong. Not everyone will always participate. People will choose not to be, but they should always be invited. So that's kind of going back to your point then, Lillian, of my community plans these things, but it's only for people that are band members. So now we're creating some barriers for people to not be able to participate. So how could we reduce those barriers? Who could we talk to about building a more fuller community instead of just a set group of people? We want to think about the barriers that come up and what are the opportunities to remove them, or how can we go about removing them? And then empower, I like kind of what the World Health Organization explains, how they explain empower. So it's about people gaining control over the factors and decisions that shape their lives. So there may be some factors that we don't have control over, but factors we do have control over and things that we can improve upon, how can we do that to make a better life and community for all of us together? So my next question that we're going to go around with is, how do you feel when you are empowered? So I'll just give you a couple ideas here before we do that. On slide 23, it talks about empower others. So treat people as your most valuable community resource. Do things with people, not to or for them. Focus on your community's capacities. Tap into people's strengths. And foster community ownership and action. So when you are empowered, so when people treat you as a valuable community resource, people do things with you, people tap into your strengths, how do you feel? So how do you feel empowered when those things happen? And we'll just go back again, Jana, Eliza, Alicia, Chloe, Caitlin, Lillian. So Jana, you are up first. How do you feel when you are empowered?
It makes me want to accomplish more things when I feel empowered. And it's like proving to myself that I could do it and if I could do more. Yeah.
Awesome. I could do more, I feel accomplished, and probably just like overall feel good about yourself. Awesome. Eliza. So the question is, how do you feel when you are empowered?
Acknowledged and accomplished.
Ooh. Acknowledged. Accomplished. Awesome. That's great. Thanks, Eliza. Alicia.
I feel belonged and feel that I could make a difference in my community.
I love that. Do you feel like you belong, but also because you're being treated as a valuable member, you feel like you can make a difference? That's great, Alicia. Good job. Chloe, how do you feel when you're empowered?
I feel just very, like, confident and proud of myself and just, like, satisfied with what I've done.
Confident, proud, satisfied. Excellent. Caitlin, how do you feel when you are empowered?
I feel confident, motivated, and generally pretty happy when I'm empowered.
Yeah. It makes you like feel good about yourself, right? And Lillian, how do you feel when you are empowered?
Just like proud of myself and like, make me feel like I accomplished something.
Yeah, you're proud, an accomplishment. And from what I'm hearing all of you say, it sounds like many of you are even more motivated then to contribute to your community when you are empowered. So when you're empowered, you're willing to put more in, you're willing to invest more, you're willing to help your community grow and expand more. And this is more than likely the same with the other people that are in your group. So when you empower people in your community, they often will feel those things that you also feel. So they'll feel like they're acknowledged, that they're accomplished, that they belong, be more confident and proud and satisfied. So those feelings that you have, that is how others feel when they are empowered as well. So it goes like both ways. It's not just one-way street here. It's a two-way street on how we can empower others so that they feel those things, but the importance also of people empowering us so we feel those things and we feel like a valued member of our community. Amazing ideas, everyone. I love it. Okay, on slide 24, we have a little bit here about building community for the benefits. So we've talked about like how empowering us, that can help us, and that's a benefit. The other benefits that happen with building community is that supportive relationships happen. So whether that's from one community group to another or people within that community group. So we build supportive relationships. We're building healthy people and communities. So we're building our capacity. We're building our well-being as a community. We're building social capital. And community ownership. So there's something to be said when a community does something for themselves and they grow that, there's that pride and that ownership of we did it. Like we came together, we built this thing, we made it happen. So there's that ownership of what we accomplished as as a community. Other benefits are connecting with outdoor places and spaces, and sometimes there is an economic benefit to building our community, depending on what we're doing. Okay, so there's just a quote here that says, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has." So knowing that a small group of people that have the same goals or vision or are trying to achieve something together can accomplish great things. Okay, so I have one final question for all of you, and then I'm going to start to wrap this up. So I want you to think about you as youth ambassadors and leaders in your own community. So whether that's your whole community as like a hamlet, a city, a town, a village, or the smaller communities within your larger ones. So school, your work, your friend circle, your sports, things like that. So how as a youth ambassador and leader in your community, can you build community? So how can you be a community builder is my question. So think of like your community groups that you are a part of, and how can you be a community builder within those? So one last round, friends. Lillian, we're going to come back to you. We're going to go you, Caitlin, Chloe, Alicia, Eliza, and Jana. So how can you be a community builder? Lillian.
I don't know. I'm not really part of any groups over here.
That's okay. We can go through, and some people might give you ideas, and we can circle back. So don't worry. That's okay. Caitlin, how can you be a community builder?
Join in clubs or groups within your community to see what they're doing and maybe try and help with those or participate. And if you're looking on a smaller scale, then just making sure individual people feel seen and try and get others involved in activities so that there's more connection and opportunities to grow as a community, I guess.
I love that. And Caitlin, you bring up a great point. Oftentimes, the reason that people don't volunteer or join groups is simply because they weren't asked to. So it's not that they don't have an interest. It's just sometimes people need an invite to come and be part of a community group. So, yeah, making sure that individual people feel seen and know that, you know, you can be part of this community. So that's great. Thanks, Caitlin. Chloe, how can you be a community builder?
I feel like I can be a community builder in things like my school clubs. I find right now, during COVID, it's very hard to be motivated and to still, like, try and do things. So just to get the conversation going and, like, started, even if it's not, like, a super great big idea that we can start working on, but even if it's just, like, starting to talk and then maybe, like, figuring out an idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And I get it. Like, especially with COVID, you might come up with a great idea or a plan, and then it gets kiboshed because something happens. We have an outbreak or whatever. But having those conversations can be an important part of being a community builder. Thanks, Chloe. Alicia, how can you be a community builder?
I could start by participating in activities, and it could encourage, or I could encourage others to come and join, or even just to check it out.
Yeah. That's awesome. Just being encouraging of others, letting them know they're welcome. Awesome. Thanks, Alicia. Eliza, how can you be a community builder?
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. You can come back if you think of something. Okay. Yeah, no problem. Jana, how can you be a community builder?
Being more, like, receptive to the issues in, like, the issues that are happening in the group, and then, like, bring that up so that you can speak for other people who maybe are too shy to speak about the issues going on. And then also getting other people excited for things that are going on, like, that will help the community be stronger. Like, if there's events going on, I'll bring it to my friends and be like, we should attend this and be involved in this, and you can, yeah.
I love that. And sometimes you might find, like, another community group is doing something that your group is looking at doing. So maybe there's a way to, like, bridge that, some things you can do together to make a bigger event. Or maybe one of you has the people power, but one has the budget. And so coming together like that. So, yeah, finding creative ways also to expand and network with your communities. Good job, Jana. Lillian and Eliza, did either of you have something that you wanted to add about how you can be a community builder?
No.
If not, yeah, that's okay. If not, I just wanted to give you an option in case you did.
Include other people.
Yeah. Include other people. Yep, so maybe we need to just be more mindful of the people that we're inviting and asking to participate. Awesome. Thank you so much, everyone. I just love your ideas, your thoughts. It's so wonderful to hear. So our time together is almost complete. And by ours, I mean my time with all of you. You still have more things to do as a group, but my time with you is almost complete. After this conference call, you have one activity that is due by Sunday. And that is activity number 6. So it's my community philosophy. There is a template on the learn.recnorth.ca area. Basically, you're just coming up with 3 short responses for the following statements. So, in my heart, I value fill in the blank. In my head, I believe fill in the blank. From my hands, I will fill in the blank. And then you're going to explain your own philosophy on what you do as a youth leader. So, I'm going to give you an example right now. So, in my heart, I value sharing. In my head, I believe wisdom lies within the community. From my hands, I will facilitate meetings so everyone has a chance to participate. And then I list off ideas for living my philosophy. So my ideas might be, I will seek new ways of facilitating community conversations so that I can better hear the voices of those who are often hard to hear. Or maybe I will try my best to listen to everyone and bring different perspectives into the ways I work. So you're just going to post that in the discussion forum like you did with the last activity. And then there is a feedback form for you to fill out by Monday, February 14th. Does anyone have questions about those final 2 activities for this learning event? Okay, hearing nothing, I'm going to assume that you're all good. If you have questions, I'll stay on the line for a little bit here, but I'll stop the recording in just a second. If you need anything, you all know that you can text me, email me, whatever, and I can help you. Otherwise, thank you all so much. It's been so wonderful to be part of this learning journey with you. I've loved our conference calls together. They've been so much fun for me. I just love and appreciate your thoughts and everything that you contribute to the conversations we have. So thank you all so very much. Masi Cho. I'm going to end the recording, and if you have questions, hang on the line. Otherwise, have a wonderful Wednesday.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.